9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal.
Well, hey, out and abouters. That was a very abrupt change there, but welcome to Out and About. I'm your host, Captain Maeve, and you are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM, or perhaps you're listening streaming. Maybe you're turning it all on, 88.1 on one radio, 92.3 on the other radio, and maybe you're streaming. That would be really cool. But I'm so excited today because I've got Ava Barony. Is that correct? Ava Barony. And Ava is one half of the Botanical Alchemist, which I'm really excited about. And how are you doing, Ava?
Hi, Maeve. Thank you for having me. I'm doing excellent.
I am so glad that you are here. And I'm here to tell you, the Botanical Alchemist, perhaps we can get into that a little bit more during the show, but we're really here to talk about Brush on the Bluff, which is a really cool event that's happening this Saturday.
This Saturday,
yeah.
Correct.
And it's at Polly Judd Park.
It's at Polly Judd Park. It's called Brush on the Bluff, and it's an all-day plein air art event. It runs from 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we put it on every year. This is our fifth year, and it is an entire day celebrating art and nature, two of my very favorite things.
And it's so people painting outside or doing other things, chainsaw art or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And mud sculptures, whatever.
We're pretty thankful to be showcasing. I think we have 7 different mediums this year. And Yes, they do include painting, all sorts of acrylic, oil, watercolor, gouache. I just learned what gouache is. And
that's
also
Hungarian-ish.
And then we also have like printmaker and chainsaw artist. I think there's a stained glass artist.
Wow.
Quite a few different mediums. Our first year we started with 9 artists, and here in our fifth year we are welcoming 50 Spokane local artists.
Wow.
To the Bluff to paint or do their craft in front of an audience of at least 1,000 people. A lot of people come down for this.
And so people come down, they walk on the trails, they talk to the artists, and what happens to all this art when it's created? They just, you know, burn
it? Such a good question, mate.
Burn it at the end?
It's such
Burning
a good
Man
question.
Type thing.
The intention of the festival is very much to see how and why an artist creates. So watch their process, learn about their inspiration, learn about their background, like why they like to make art. And then ultimately what they create will be put in a gallery showing event, which happens the following weekend. And all of that art will get auctioned off.
Okay.
It's a really, really full circle event. All the artists get to come for that gallery event, and all the public is obviously welcome as well. And we get to see all of the art that was created that day.
That is really cool. Now, you know, usually I start out the show by reading from On Tyranny. Would you like to hear a little bit of On Tyranny?
Please.
Yeah, this is a good one. This is a really short one. This one is called Number 12. That was kind of an abrupt change there. I just kind of forgot what I was. Usually I could say, this is a good one.
Yeah.
This is a good segue because it's number 12, Make Eye Contact and Small Talk from On Tyranny from Timothy Snyder. And yes, you know, I'm very tired. We were in, we just got back from Chicago last night. We flew and we took a train to Chicago and then we were there for almost a week, and then now that's my excuse.
So you're train lagged?
What's
Is that train lagged?
I know because we took the jet back.
Took the jet back.
You can't be lagged on the train. When you see cars passing you, you can't. Okay, here we go. Okay. I got to cue my music. Number 12, make eye contact and small talk. This is not just polite. It is part of being a citizen and a responsible member of society. It is also a way to stay in touch with your surroundings, break down social barriers, and understand whom you should and should not trust. If we enter a culture of denunciation, you will want to know the psychological landscape of your daily life. Thus ends the reading from Timothy Snyder's On Tyranny, 20 Lessons from the 20th Century. Okay, now we're back. We're back. Thank you for indulging me.
That was fabulous. Ava.
Thank
wow.
you. Yeah.
There
it's
will
a good
be,
book.
Yeah, there'll be lots of eye contact at Brush in the Bluff.
That is
yeah.
the segue. That is the segue. There's going to be, and small talk. Believe me, having been there trying to paint, there's a lot of small talk.
That's right. Tell us about that, Maeve. You are one of the featured artists.
Oh, I don't like to talk about myself too much. Okay. I painted last year, I made a little small painting, and then to show people like this is, look, this is legit. This doesn't look very good now, but it's going to be like this, but bigger. And this year, I didn't do that, but hopefully people know.
Yours was one of my favorite paintings last year.
Oh, thank you.
I loved your color choices, and I didn't know that about your process. I was too busy running around like a crazy person trying to organize the festival, but I did see yours in the gallery showing, and I was very moved.
Oh, thanks. And, you yeah. know, and there, I featured a woolly mammoth in there from the Latah Creek woolly mammoth, and I got to visit that woolly mammoth a few days ago in Chicago. The Chicago Field Museum, which is their natural history museum, has the Latah Creek woolly mammoth bones in it that were discovered around the turn of the century. Yeah.
My mind is blown.
I went there and I communed with it, and I'm going to bring it back someday. We're bringing her back. But anyway, so, oh, you know what? This is kind of odd. The phone is ringing. And, you know, we just came off of a fun drive. So maybe, perhaps, this may be somebody who wants to give us some money. So, Ava, would you just hold
that thought
for a second? And it's been a long time since I've ran this thing. I've got to push a couple buttons on the phone here. And let's see.
Barbara?
Hello.
Barbara?
You've just called.
Barbara,
is
that you? Meredith, she passed.
She choked
on her cough drop.
I'm sorry for your loss, but you've dialed KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM. And I think you've got the wrong number. Who is this?
So embarrassing.
Can we help you?
Yeah.
My name's Bernard.
Bernard, okay. Hi, Bernard.
I'm sorry. You said this is a radio program?
Yeah, it's probably the biggest community radio station in Spokane.
Oh, well, I guess everyone knows about.
Well, you know, we're talking to Ava from Brush on the Bluff. Actually, Ava's one of the botanical alchemists, which we've seen botanical. Bernard, have you ever seen any of the botanical alchemist work at all in places?
I have. And I am just blown away that I could be calling about something so tragic and have something so serendipitous happen. I have loved this event
now,
since I was a little boy. Now, your one that you lost didn't
like trip over a botanical alchemist installation or anything like that.
She choked on her cough drop in her sleep. She fell asleep.
I'll tell you what, the Smith brothers should be held accountable, I think, for that.
There is litigation pending.
Okay, well, sounds like you are familiar with Brush on the Bluff, Bernard.
I am. Let me get my bearings here. I've been going to Brush on the Bluff every year since it started.
Okay.
I am its biggest fan. I love every artist that's ever been there, and I'm sorry, I'm just so emotional right now.
Well, we kind of have to get on with this interview, but I feel
would you mind if I just stuck around. I don't really
have
a lot of people
to
talk
to. You can stay, Bernard.
You can just, if you just want to stay on the phone line while I ask Ava some questions. And
you know, there's not enough joy in the world these days. And there's something about this event that injects that joy straight into your heart. And, excuse me?
I agree. Tell us, Bernard, what do you like about the event so much?
I'm sorry. Well, it's about the community.
I feel like I've lost control here.
I just love seeing the neighborhood come together to appreciate nature, artwork, friendship, sunshine, rain, flowers, birds, rocks, the creek.
How about wind?
We don't really like wind at Brush on the Bluff. That is the one thing that I'm not a fan of. Every other bit of nature, I'm here for.
Okay, because you weren't the person that last year there was somebody that got blown off the trail. That wasn't you, was it?
Well, it was actually shortly after I spoke to you, for an extended period.
Yeah.
I was walking down the trail, and yes, I was blown down onto the railroad tracks. And there was a railroad, there was a train coming, I think.
Yeah.
It may have...
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And I don't want to get into it. It was a bit gruesome.
I don't want to seem...
It didn't sour my experience at all.
I think... And I don't want to make light of your situation, especially loss in your family, and then also what happened to you at Brush on the Bluff. But, you know, there were people there that thought it was a performance art piece as you went sailing off the trail, almost airborne for just like a second or two. Thanks. I think it was a red windbreaker, if I remember right.
I even saw that show up in a painting. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a kite.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. That was a painting.
It's unfortunate. People do not take emergencies seriously at art events. They do not recognize that real emergencies can happen. It's not always a performance.
No. And I think it didn't help that people were actually singing and chanting as you were on the tracks.
It did rub a little salt in the wound. I'm not going to lie. But like I said, it did not sour my experience. I am thrilled to go back again this year. And I'm pleased to say that despite the bluff having some dangerous trails, even with my injury, I am still able to navigate the course for Brush on the Bluff. There are some artists that are a little bit further away, but I can still get to them. I'm spry.
Now, you seem like maybe, hopefully you put on a little bit of weight since then, or, if you have a shelter, you're supposed to use weights on the legs or stake it.
We have stakes.
You can stake it out. You can't stake it out.
We could stake it at your pant legs.
Yeah, you can stake. And I think that would be the thing.
Put a grommet in.
Yeah, you could just put some, maybe carry some rocks in your pocket this time.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, that's what we do here at KYRS is we bring people good ideas. So what... Did you get anything to eat while you were there?
I did. And that's one of my other most favorite parts. Pretty much everything is one of my most favorite parts, if I do say so.
Yeah.
But Feast World Kitchen is there every year. And you'd think, oh, that's going to get boring. Same old world. Blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Yes. No. New cuisine every year. We're talking from refugees from all over the globe. Incredible. In the past, we have had Vietnamese food. We've had...
Thai food.
Well, I say we. I act like this is my... I've taken a little ownership. I've been there since the beginning. I feel like even though I'm just an attendee, I am, you know...
This is everyone's festival. It's okay to feel that way.
Yes, okay.
It is for everyone.
Do you think everyone feels the way I do when they're there?
My thoughts are that people come with a little bit less deep love like you're expressing, but they all walk away with a good feeling in their heart. It's a very feel-good festival, even if it is raining, which hopefully this weekend it's not. They walk away with a full belly and an increased appreciation for the local art scene here.
I love the rain.
And you save money on watercolors.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. And no one can tell if you're crying when it's raining.
That's, yeah, mm.
That is very, I that's can tell a you've very been crying on the nice phone, perk for yeah. me. Yes.
Did you, was her, I think, was her face, is her face painting or something for the kids? Is there something going on for the kids this year?
No, if I, face painting.
I'm sorry, Bernard, I want to kind of get back into this.
I already read the website, and I know that there's not face painting this year, so I just wanted to jump in real quick, just
okay.
to let you know, sorry.
Okay.
I probably would have blundered that question anyway, but we have lots of other activities for kids.
But somebody could paint their face while they were there.
In theory, yeah.
I heard there will be miniature horses.
Yeah. Miniature horses, like 6-inch tall horses or
smaller.
Certainly hope so.
Oh, these are called marmots, I think.
There will also be marmots.
Yeah.
Did you know I actually, in the Brush on the Bluff's third year, I caught a marmot still living with me to this day.
That's wonderful. I know they carry like tularemia, which is it's a neat disease in a lot of ways.
They're also a protected species.
Are they really?
I believe so. Yeah, I know they're a bit of a nuisance in some areas. But yeah,
I'm
that's wonderful, Bernard.
Really, I saw somebody feeding a marshmallow to a marmot, and I thought, you know, that's kind of...
animal cruelty.
Well, kind of animal cruelty, but also like, are they like fans of alliteration or, you know, like just a wordplay thing? I didn't know why they were doing it, but the marmot ate it.
That was my next question.
Yeah, it ate the marshmallow. I don't know. Yeah. Not one of those. I was think maybe like one of those circus peanuts. They would like those little orange marshmallow peanuts.
I think
peanuts.
They should just do regular peanuts. If you shouldn't advocate to feed wildlife.
Yeah, you
ever.
Shouldn't feed wildlife.
Yeah, I take it back. I never said that.
Yeah,
don't
you never did.
Do not only feed the wildlife if you've already brought it inside your home, domesticated it over a number of years, and then it is okay.
Oh, Bernard.
Bernard, maybe this is the year to repatriate.
I second that.
I do not think he would do well in the wild. He is addicted to social media. It is not good.
Yeah.
I do not think he would say that.
Well... What is it like TikTok or?
Yeah, what? he's actually been a little out of control since the ban. He deleted it, thinking it was done, and then he couldn't get it back, and he's been very upset.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't really. He doesn't speak, but he does. It does seem to be. It revolves
so
around.
I'm gonna try to. Get
Rain
back
it
to this
in.
Interview, but I don't want people to think that they can go to this event and take a marmot from the trails home with them. I need to just say that's not something that you can.
Definitely not. But there's lots of other takeaways. Yeah. People.
No one has ever told me I was a role model by any means. I should just point that out right now. I would not recommend that anyone does anything that I do in their own home.
Yeah. No. Well. Thank you for
just a
that
disclaimer.
And yeah.
Thank you, Bernard.
Yeah. And we're gonna get you. You're welcome to stay on the line, Bernard. But we're going because I really, frankly, I don't know how to hang up the phone at this point. I probably would have done it a while ago, but I don't know how to. You know, we don't get a lot of training. What's that?
That's a technical difficulty. You like it.
It is.
For lack of a better word, stuck with a collar.
Yeah, I know. I don't think...
Sorry, Bernard. You
may have to stay on for Amy Goodman. I don't know. She'll talk back to you, but...
I would love to.
Yeah.
I have the time.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. What has been your favorite type of art that you've seen there? Has there been any pieces that have surprised you?
Every year. Every year I am completely surprised. I am a huge art fan. I love some of the more professional artists that come, like Larry Montgomery and Gordon Wilson. I'm a huge fan of their work, but I also really love some of the more up-and-coming artists that show up each year. I love seeing the camaraderie that exists between artists that have been painting for 30 years and artists that have been painting for 3 years. I love seeing them have a lot to connect on. I love how apolitical it is. I love that art, at least in this arena, can say a lot without saying anything in actual words. So I really appreciate that. And I love also that the Botanical Alchemists collaborate very closely with the Friends of the Bluff. And they're one of my very favorite nonprofits in Spokane. They do tremendous work to maintain advocate for marmots and other wildlife on the trails. They do wildfire reduction efforts each year, and a lot of the money that's generated from this event goes back into that. So it's a pretty feel-good connection between art and nature.
Okay.
Again, my two favorite topics.
Okay, and we're going to, I have to do my 20-minute after the hour things, and I'm going to desperately try to figure out how to hang up. That came out wrong.
Okay.
But because I know you're hurting.
I know you're hurting.
I have a lot to contribute.
Yes, I know.
I think you are under.
You've got a lot to give. I think.
Give me a chance.
Okay. Well,
I may be your co-host at the end of this.
Everybody, please stay tuned. We really don't know what's going to happen. But I've got to load up my stuff because, you know, we've got to talk about underwriters and things like that. So I've got a little bit of music here called In Heaven, The Lady in the Radiator Song by David Lynch. Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sunday. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. interests of social justice, environmental stewardship, and freedom of thought for persons
support
of all ages.
Support for Out and About races. Comes from the nonprofit Unitarian Universalist Church of Spokane, a vibrant liberal religious community welcoming persons of all ages, races, ethnicities, and sexual preferences to celebrate shared values and embrace all spiritual perspectives. The church offers two Sunday services as well as children and youth programs. Information available at uuspokane.org and 509-325-6383.
Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street in Spokane. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com.
Support for Out and About comes from Eastern Washington University Running Start, where high school students can earn tuition-free credit before graduating. Applications at ewu.edu/runningstart.
Out and About receives support from the Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture. The MAC presents Samurai Sunrise Sunset through June 1st, 2025. This exhibition features armor, weaponry, and personal items of Japan's samurai class. Located at 2316 West First Avenue in Spokane's historic Browns Addition, more information is available at northwestmuseum.org. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that kind of mix up there. Somebody, I think there was another program running on the DJ computer, which that's never happened to me before. So there was some music going on. There was also, but in all this confusion, I was able to say goodbye to Bernard, wished him well. Sorry for the loss. And I believe it's just me and Ava here now talking. And Ava, it seems like art is a Spokane is a great art town.
It really is. I grew up in Spokane, and I wouldn't say that to be true when I was a kid here, but I think in the last 20 years, it's really started to bloom and blossom, and we're attracting artists from out of town and cultivating artists here in town. A really great way that artists are cultivated here is through art activities and festivals just like this.
Yeah.
I think the kids that come to our festival, they get to do over a dozen different kind of kids crafts. There's bookmark making and coloring, and I think there's like making fairy castle house things. So each nonprofit has its own activity, completely free for children to participate, all the while getting to see professional artists in their element making art right in front of them. So it really inspires kids to see that art is a legitimate life path and something they can do as a hobby or as a career.
Which you've done with the Botanical Alchemist, right? I mean, that's been big installations. And
we're pretty active. We believe art's for everyone, and we like doing art that challenges people, and that's a lot of installation-based art, so three-dimensional or mandala art, which is on the ground using recycled flowers. So that's our thing.
And you and Sarah have been doing that for how long?
Oh, boy. I'm really bad with numbers. I'm really good with art. Probably like 5 years,
yeah.
4 or 5 years.
At least, yeah. It seems like.
Yeah,
that.
And it waxes and wanes depending on our passion and different commissions that come our way. We end up doing a lot of private events too, just to, you know, pay the bills and stuff.
Yeah.
But we love public art. We love this festival is something we prepare for all year, and we put our heart and soul into it. And we see all the artists doing exactly the same. People pour their heart and soul into their work. It's so amazing.
This is at Polly Judd Park. That's kind of the main nexus of this
Correct.
Thing. And it kind of branches off onto the trail systems. And people can walk and have a beautiful day just seeing the art that's inspired by the Latah Creek whole area in there. But also the beauty of the surroundings there.
Absolutely. It's a stunning little slice of Spokane. It's a lot of people refer to it as the Bluff. That's why it's called Brush on the Bluff.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Green Bluff, but the bluff
that
starts pretty much at Polly Judd Park, which is also kind of commonly called the Park on 14th. That's where 14th Avenue dead ends. And then there's miles, I don't know how many miles, but many miles of trails that extend that way. We will have about, like I said, 50 artists stationed about a quarter of a mile down the way. So it's not really that far. We only take up a small section of it. But people can have really a really great day planned. Come to the art festival, get some Feast World Kitchen and see some beautiful art and then continue on your way.
Then people can bid on art online and then...
I'm glad you're bringing that up. Yeah. That's a whole nother aspect of it that we will have posted all over the festival with QR codes to each artist. And you can go to any of the art items and place a bid. And they will be up for, I think, roughly two weeks, and showcased at the Spokane Art School here in Spokane the following weekend. And it's a really great way to purchase local art. You know, that starts at zero and then you can bid all the way up to several hundreds of dollars. And then you can also, if art, original art is out of your budget, you can contact those local artists and purchase prints from them or things like that. Yeah. So there's lots of ways to come out with art afterwards.
And I've talked to people who get art here every year because they say it's such a great deal. They save a lot of money and get some really cool art.
Yeah, and a completely original piece that artist might not make otherwise. Like, it's truly inspired by the art or the bluff and then by the art of the artists in that time and place. It's very special.
And I know the thing I painted last year was, I had so many people say, I know where that spot is.
Yeah.
I walk on that spot all the time.
I know that spot too from yours. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool that people get to say, I think that's a neat thing. You get a piece of artwork that you can go, oh yeah, this was where I, you know, walk and where Bernard flew off. I saw him fly off at this
Bernard,
point.
Bernard, how did you? Gosh, that I was know. Such a... That was, it's been kind of a day of technical difficulties. I don't know how you run a radio show.
I think obviously not very well.
no, you're doing good.
But you know, they get what they pay for as a volunteer. So anyway, but I'm glad, I'm glad you're doing this. And does it get easier every year?
That's a good question. I'd say that we just keep saying yes because we want as many artists to be part of it. And this year we have I over a dozen nonprofits part of it too. So we just keep saying yes. So it's grown in size and scope tremendously. So in some ways the festival gets easier because I sort of know what to expect, but it is a lot of work. We do rely on volunteers. We're very grateful to our volunteer base. If anyone wants to volunteer before Saturday, you're welcome to get in touch with me through the .botanical.alchemists on Instagram.
Okay.
We're happily taking volunteers or contact the Friends of the Bluff.
Yeah. And that's where they could probably find out a little more information.
Oh yeah. Too, good point, Maeve. Yeah.
Thank you.
Check out our website. Just type in Brush on the Bluff into your search engine and you will get a lot of information about this festival.
That sounds wonderful.
You can also see who all the artists are. Like I said, there's 50. I can't list them all today, but there's so many great names.
Wouldn't that be something if you did?
Dude.
If you memorized all 50 and you just came
I could
running.
Probably get pretty far if you pressed me, but I don't want to.
I'm not. That's not how I do my interviews.
Yeah.
I don't listen to anybody.
A quiz.
I just have no power at all. So yeah, but well, it's been really, I hope the weather, how is the weather supposed to be on Saturday?
We're looking at spring conditions, so we're going to hope for...
That sounds delightful.
And our favorite thing is that the balsam flower is blooming right now, and it shows up in almost everybody's artwork in some way, shape, or form. Yeah. So those beautiful flowers that we all love this time of year. But definitely dress for weather. We never know what we're going to get. We hope for a sunny day. What's that flashing light thing right there?
I don't know. I don't. Oh my gosh. It looks like maybe.
What is that?
If it's not Bernard, call me back.
Oh gosh. Don't answer.
Hang on just a second.
Just click it off.
I'm not too good with the buttons.
Hello. Hi.
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 Is this Bernard?
This is.
No. Who's Bernard?
Who is this?
Billy.
Did you say Dylan?
Billy.
Billy. Oh, Billy. Billy. Hi,
like a goat.
Billy Boat?
Like a goat.
Make
Billy Goat.
Billy Goat. Oh,
I think
my last name
Billy.
Is Goat.
Billy Goat.
My name is Billy Goat, but I'm just a little boy.
Oh, Billy.
Did you steal your parents' phone?
You're on the radio right now, Billy. Did you know that?
Yes.
Do you have your face painted right now?
Yes.
I knew it.
I did it myself. I don't have a mirror at my house, though. Is it look, does it look good?
I can't tell because it's over the radio.
Oh.
Maybe how did you know I face closer to the phone? I could.
How did you know I had it? That's just an amazing guess.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you listening? Is this a psychic call? Are you listening to the show?
Yes.
How did you know this number?
I have a computer.
You have a computer, well, Billy.
My mommy and daddy's computer.
Oh, I never thought about kids looking at the KYRS stuff.
At least they're not looking at TikTok like the marmots.
I know, like marmot. Oh, Billy, did you hear? I don't know if you heard, but we had a person named Bernard, and his marmot likes to look at TikTok videos.
I didn't like Bernard. He made me sad.
He was a sad guy.
Yeah.
But you know what? Are you going to be out at? Are your parents bringing you to brush?
Do you have parents?
Are you a street urchin?
No. Well, they're in and out. But I'm fine. I'm at home. I'm safe.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll walk there. I take the bus, too.
You take the bus?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever come up to people and call them governor?
Like sometimes.
I think that's kind of a cute thing that street urchins do sometimes.
Yeah. I heard...
if you do some artful dodging.
I heard that you have bookmarks.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about brushing the buff?
Yeah. Can I make a bookmark?
Yeah, we have Green Plate Northwest. They are featuring dried flower bookmarks, absolutely free for you, Billy.
I don't have very much money.
Totally free. You can come to this festival without a single penny in your pocket.
Oh, good.
The only thing that's available for purchase is food from Feast World Kitchen.
That's okay. I don't like eating.
You know, when Bernard landed on the railroad tracks, there was a lot of change that came out of his pockets. Not that kids should be on the tracks because
I should run down there and check that out. Just a second.
Yeah, but just, I wish I hadn't even said that because I shouldn't be encouraging children to be on the railroad tracks.
This is a very controversial show you have.
I know. This is really, I'll never answer the phone again.
Oh, he's back.
I found 27 cents.
27 cents.
Yeah.
Well,
how much will that buy me at McDonald's?
What can you get with 27 cents? Can you get
ketchup?
A piece of candy?
Yeah. That's good. That's a vegetable.
Do they have gumball machines anymore? Is that still a thing? Do kids do
that? McDonald's?
Oh, at McDonald's. I'm sorry. I missed that part. They actually do have gumball machines at McDonald's, but they're like ball pits and kids play on that and then people put quarters
in. I'll go eat
a
gumball for dinner.
Yeah, that would be good. Maybe, do you have any siblings at all? Brothers or sisters?
Yeah, but they're not around much. They're kind of the street kids.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could share a gumball with them.
Cut it in half. Bite it in half.
No, just bite it in half.
It's kind of every kid for themselves in this house.
You could have the outside part.
You should really come to Brush on the Bluff. It's going to be a good day for you.
I would love to. It sounds like there's lots of fun activities. And did I also hear about horses?
Oh, yeah. There's going to be miniature horses. They're larger than 6 inches. They're probably, again, I'm not that great at numbers, but they're probably about 4 feet tall. 3 or 4 feet tall. You can't ride them. You just get to look at them.
Oh.
Do they race them at all? Is there any betting going on?
I just found out about them just today, actually. Another one of the organizers.
The concept of miniature horses?
I've seen them on.
The only time I've ever seen horses is at the racetrack, too.
Are miniature horses the same as Shetland ponies?
We're going to have to fact check that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Kid.
Well... Regardless.
Oh, I have a joke, though.
Oh, okay.
I love jokes.
Well, are you
Couldn't the pony talk?
Why couldn't the pony talk?
Because he was a little horse.
Oh my. That's good. You know, that would be kind of fun to have like a little stand-up portion to this thing, performance art. People could make jokes about the bluff and stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, I keep saying yes. We say yes every year, and we're always open to new mediums. Yeah. So far, and it's too late for the application window this year, but so far we have not had performance art.
Well, you know, if you were...
We'd love it, though.
I think it'd be really cool. If you're an artist...
Totally.
Maybe, as long as it doesn't involve fire, I think that'd probably be bad.
Yeah, but we're very anti-fire on the bluff.
Yeah.
That's our one thing. We draw the line at camping and fire and dumping, like, trash.
Yeah.
We're not into those things.
No trash dumping as a performance art piece. But, you know, that would be... if you're an artist, I would suggest come out there, too, to kind of see what the gig is, and next year maybe sign up to do it.
That's a really good point. I think a lot of artists do come, and then we get those artists the next year saying, hey, how can I be a part of this? And I'm the yes person. I'll just say yes. So we'd love to see artists. We reach out a bit every year, but we also just let it come to us. Like I said, it started with 9 artists and now we're at 50. There's some criteria for sure. Like, you do go through an application process, but we want to encourage people, if they're serious, if they get back to us, you know, it takes a little bit of communication and stuff like that.
Yeah. The betting's not too tough.
Not too tough.
To do it. So
yeah, we let you in.
Yeah. Living proof that anybody could do it. Oh, you know what? We kind of forgot about Billy.
Oh yeah, Billy.
I have a question.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Am I allowed to help the artist finish their paintings?
That's
my mom told me I was a really good artist, and then she left, and it's been a couple weeks, but it's okay.
Bernard,
but I'm not Bernard, and I resent that you would compare me to such an unlikable. Am I not fun?
You're fine. Almost feel like this could be like we don't know. This could be a multiple personality situation too.
That's a good point. And we don't know who we're dealing with here. Yeah. Billy, to answer your question.
Billy, are you a Mormon?
I don't think so.
Well, I guess your mom would tell you if you were.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure.
Well, yeah, maybe not.
She's not really looking out for me.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad. Yeah. Have you ever branched off into any kind of music, like singing a song about your mom leaving? And
I think you should make an art piece of your own at Brush on the Bluff, which you can do at any of the booths. There'll be lots of materials to make art. But as for finishing any other artists' artwork, that's a strong no.
Oh.
Yeah. But you can ask the artist questions. You can interact with them. They love talking about their work. They love telling you, like I said, how and why they create and what kind of mediums they're using. But I'd steer clear of picking up their stuff.
Could I paint on the back of their canvas?
No.
They don't. No one looks at that. It faces the wall.
If you bought the art, you could paint over the whole thing if you wanted.
Oh yeah, my mommy left her credit card.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, I could buy all of it.
You could.
All of it is available for purchase.
Yeah.
And if you look at our website, you can see the auction website, which is all an online auction.
Do you deliver the pieces?
Good question. Actually, we do. So, like I said, the auction is entirely online, although we do have a gallery showing where you can see it. But you'll make your bid. It's really similar to eBay, actually, but the site is password protected and secure, and you can just incrementally bid on your favorite artworks, and then whoever wins it at the end gets to either come pick it up at the Spokane Art School, details on our website, or we can deliver it to you for a small charge.
And if I buy all of the pieces, am I charged delivery fee for each individual piece?
No, if you were to buy it, let's say you were to buy 3 pieces, we would only charge you once for a delivery
fee. Wonderful. This is great radio. Thank you so much for having me on. This is really fun.
Well, I didn't have much of
Billy.
A choice
what?
In that, but, you know, I answered the phone, and I guess we're just so used to answering the phone here because people were giving us money last week for the pledge drive.
It sounds like Billy's going to be
I can give
us
you money. I have my mommy's credit card.
Billy, you shouldn't do
5, 7, 3.
No, Billy,
4,
stop.
8.
No, stop.
Yeah.
Billy, what? Okay, stop. What's the 3-digit code on the back?
7, 9, 8.
Okay, thank you. So I guess this all this money that gets raised for the Bluffs, what do Friends of the Bluff do? I mean, with this money, do they?
That's a good question.
Yeah, let me take that one.
Sure. Oh, Billy.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Now wait.
I was reading up.
All right.
I was reading up on the website.
Okay.
I just learned how to read, so okay. It took me a long time, and I want it to be worth it.
Okay.
I want to share this with the world.
Okay.
I want everyone to know about this.
I'm so stoked.
And I want everyone to know I can read.
Okay, that's good. Well, are you reading it right now?
What was the question? I forgot what the question was.
I can't remember. It was what is Brush on the Bluff, or what does Friends of the Bluff do
with the money? Right, of course. Well, traditionally, I believe they have used it to hire goats that will go out and eat the underbrush.
Have they ever done miniature horses to eat the underbrush?
I'm not sure. But I've always been a big fan of the goats. You can probably guess why.
Okay.
But this year, believe it or not, they are going after another initiative. They're putting all of the money toward public access projects. This includes fixing up trails, building stairs in unsafe locations, and, you know, many other projects that are trail and public access related.
Well, you said that really well, public access related.
Yeah.
Really big words.
I feel like I'm getting smarter just from talking to you guys.
Yeah, well, we have that effect on
I'm
people.
I'm growing up right before your eyes.
So kind of trail maintenance, how about people who live in that area? I'm sure people start worrying pretty soon when it stops raining about fires and things like that. Is there anything that they do with the money for fire prevention?
Well, actually, the reason why the funds are being dedicated elsewhere this year is because the city, actually, the Parks Department got a $1.2 million grant last year to do fire suppression in the public parks, and okay, a large percent of that was dedicated to the Bluff.
Oh.
So ultimately, there's still work to be done, but the Bluff is in pretty good shape.
That's good.
There has been a lot of work being done, a lot more than just little volunteer groups can do. So me and my mommy.
I think you want to be a friend of
me and my mommy. Well, we did go to one of their volunteer events. They do lop and scatter volunteer events where
lop and scatter?
Yes. Yes. Or lop and drop sometimes.
Lop and drop. Yes. Lop, drop, and scatter. That was like a thing for bomb shelter type.
That's stop, drop, and roll.
Oh, sorry.
Close. Similar feeling.
Well, I went to one of those volunteer events once, and they gave me a big saw, and I...
Chainsaw?
No, they don't. Yeah. No chainsaws down there. Okay. It could be a fire hazard. Okay. There's lots of rules if you want to use a chainsaw. Right. They really put me through it. I tried. Trust
except
me.
Unless you're a chainsaw artist.
I came with my own chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yes. But.
Or a marmot.
Or a marmot.
but they do these events, and I went there, and we cut all the low-hanging branches off of trees that helps prevent the fires from climbing up into the canopy, which helps them spread faster, and we don't want that.
No.
Any fire on that bluff could burn up all the houses right next to it. The embers can travel a mile.
Miles,
mile
you say.
Miles, yes. At least a mile. I'm not sure. I'm going to fact-check that one. Yeah. I am just a little kid.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
But you're doing a bang-up job, and
I care a lot about the Bluff. I really do.
I made it sound like it was a mistake to pick up the phone, but I think actually it wasn't. I think this has been really good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's an honor to talk to you. I just wanted to hear about the bookmarks, and now I feel like I got two new big kid friends.
Well, you have. You have.
Yeah.
So,
do you want to come to my birthday party? It's this Saturday. At 10 to 4 at Polly Judd Park. My parents paid for a big art festival. They got lots of artists to come down, and it's all for me, Billy Goat.
Well, I would only come if there were miniature horses.
Oh yeah, you know they pulled out all the stops for this boy. I'm the best boy, and turning 7, and they wanted me to really do it up.
Well, I will be there. I will be there. I feel enthused. I didn't walk into the studio feeling enthused, but now I feel enthused. I feel alive is what I feel like right now. Alive. I don't know. I don't know if that's contagious.
I also feel alive.
Do you?
This has been great. Yeah. I was really nervous coming in here. I'm not the greatest public speaker.
Oh, I think you're doing fantastic.
Well, there have been some curveballs. I wasn't expecting.
I know.
I was going to call him the B word.
Well, thanks for being generous to share.
Bernard.
So, between Bernard and Billy here, I feel like we are kind of reaching out to people. And, you know, the radio does that. Radio is like people alone at night, you know, with a bottle of Gatorade in front of them or whatever.
Whole milk.
Not brushing their teeth before they go to bed or something horrible. And then they hear a song on the radio or they hear the smooth strains of a DJ's voice and they're pulled back from the brink. Like Bernard should have been pulled back from the brink.
I hope we pulled Bernard back from the brink. I think we did. We're going to see him on Saturday.
And we might have to pull him back from the brink again.
He's going to be there. I forgot. He's going to wreck my birthday party.
He's going to be there.
The time again, so it's 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
I also wanted to just make sure you guys that are listening with your Gatorade, that on May 24th is the gallery showing, and it's at the Spokane Art School, which has a relatively new location downtown, and we're really, really excited to host it there. And if you can come to one or both events, we are so, so, so excited to see you. Even Bernard, even Billy, we're excited to see everyone. The Bluff holds a lot of space for a lot of different kinds of people.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing to go to that show and see all the really diverse art. I mean, really cool stuff. One artist last year was doing belting.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Abby Oscarson.
Oh.
Amazing, right?
Gorgeous.
She was a rogue one, too. She came in at the last second. I had kind of met her through somebody else, and I was like, you should do this festival. Blew my mind. The detail that she got on that tiger swallowtail.
I make felt artwork.
You do? How?
Tell us about your artwork.
Yeah.
I cut it out, and I glued it. Colors together and they make shapes.
Huh.
And wait, can I put it in the auction?
Sure. I think, what do you, I don't have
we
any
do
control
accept,
over that.
What we do accept.
Do you have any other little kids that get to put their work in the auction?
There's one other child, yes. Hmm. Her name's Poppy.
What makes her so special?
That's a good question. We're open to donations to the auction if you are an artist, a professional artist, ideally, that can't participate in the event itself. We do accept some donations to the auction, and that's always fun. Kid-wise, we kind of hope for that next year. We're hoping to have an entire auction devoted to kids. We're not there yet. There is one little girl named Poppy, and she's a firecracker.
Yeah,
she is.
And
special.
It's like, you better just get out of the way and post that art up there because
she's a savant, and we love her artwork. Yeah. And she's actually the daughter of one of the person who originally came up with this festival, and that's Dee and Trevor Finchamp.
Oh,
and
she now got I see together. Why yeah. she yeah. got in on the ground floor.
I had Trevor on here last year, but there were some problems. There were some problems. I don't think he's going to be able to come back to the station again. I think there were some problems.
Not a fan.
He works hard and he means well.
He means well. But, Well, I think that's just about all the time we have. We are at that golden time where we have to say goodbye to everybody.
Bye.
And
bye, Billy.
Thanks, Billy. Thanks, Billy, for being here.
Bye.
Yeah.
And Ava,
thanks,
why don't you give one last shout out how people can come to Brush on the Bluff and enjoy the beautiful artwork and the camaraderie and bring their children and eat food. And
absolutely. You did a better job than I could do, but please look us up online. That we're on Facebook. We're on the regular old interweb. Type in Brush on the Bluff and you'll find all of the offerings that we have. Again, it's this Saturday, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We will be there, rain or shine. Encourage carpooling, but there is limited parking on the street available. And we have food and water.
Do you have milk?
I don't think we have milk.
No milk.
We have lots of fun activities for kids and for adults. And you will see some really, really phenomenal art and have a great day outside with us. So please come and then come to the following weekend, which is the gallery showing event at the Spokane Art School, to see the culmination of all of these artists' hard work.
That sounds good. And for to get to Polly Judd Park, you just basically, if you head up... If you're coming from the north side, you head up like Maple Ash and turns into High Drive. You hang a right on 14th and just keep going until you don't, you know, can't go any farther.
Yeah, dead ends. And you'll see traffic cones and you'll be directed for parking. Like I said, we do encourage walking wherever you can or taking the bus, but there's also parking available. And it really is an easy park to get to. If you haven't been before, please, please come. This is such a great day to celebrate the really beautiful birthday of Billy. The local ecosystem that is Billy's, the Bluff. It's really special.
It's very cool. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
A pleasure
having thanks. You. And thanks to my telephone guests today. It was wonderful making new friends. And you are listening to KYRS Medical Lake Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
Well, Obama's Papa. Welcome, Pope Leo. Bless him and us. I hope no one thinks me blasphemous, but I go to a church nearly every Saturday that is not denominational, nor is it held in any sort of ornate cathedral, temple, or mosque. It's a plain wooden open-air shed with a metal roof and a loose brick floor. But it's filled with goodness, joy, and diversity of devotees who share in the bounty of nature. It's the Boggy Creek Farm Stand, one of more than a dozen farmers' markets flourishing in my hometown of Austin, Texas. Indeed, thousands of these secular but soulful gathering places that nurture body and spirit have cropped up all across America. From big city neighborhoods to rural towns, they provide a genuine grassroots alternative to factory food and monopoly megamarts. The spread of this good food movement has been neither miraculous nor the product of some corporate conclave. Rather, it's the organic result of hundreds of local coalitions, small farmers, consumer advocates, environmentalists, community officials, and others dedicated to real, lasting progress of, by, and for workaday people. When organizing a Texas network of these cooperative ventures in my years as state agriculture commissioner, we followed a path blazed by, don't tell anyone, New York City. There, a pragmatic visionary named Barry Benepe and his can-do cohort were showing that small farmers could bypass the corporate system and profit by selling directly to consumers in the city. This is Joan Hightower saying, our friend Barry passed away last month at 96, but what a legacy. 45 green markets in New York City alone, and a national farm-to-table movement. To help extend its reach into your town, go to farmersmarketcoalition.org. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
سلام، من شاروخ هستم و شما به KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 و 92.3 FM گوش میکنید.
KYRS Medical Lake and K222BG Dartford 88.1 FM and 92.3 FM Thin Air Community Radio.
The following program was pre-recorded.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
It's not a gift to me, it's a gift to the Department of Defense.
Sting and grifting? That's what anti-corruption experts are charging. Over reports, Qatar is preparing to give President Trump a 400